Daf Chof test Tosfos. First Tosfos says, Abaye cursed someone who said Avinenu. And this is what we paskin. Some fearois, that's dafk in the city, but on the road you can do it, as it says in the Mechilta, like Rabbi Yossi. Then the Gemara asks, why don't we include it in Avinenu? We see in the first parak of Nida, the whole, all the longer person could daven Shmoneh except for Matzim Kippur because of Terech Tzibur, because of the Tainus. And some say she daven complete 18 brachos of cause, you have to say Abdol and Abdechainen. So Tess says, why don't we ask? Nichol of Avinenu? So he says, over there it's not the same. Because over there, all the longer daven Shmoneh, so you can't ask to be Mechlal. Nichla Michlal, to be Mishana Dominic of the all year long. But here, since all year long he also davens Avinenu, he asks very well, why should be Mishana Dominic? You should say, Atta Chalantan, a part of Avinenu. Then we said that if you forget to say Vesen Talamot, you can say Mishmei Tfila, as it says in Sechtes of Adizora, that a person can ask for all his personal needs in Mishmei Tfila. So it's Dafke his needs. For instance, he has a sick person in his house, or in his field needs water, which is Meina Tfila. And so too, She'ela, Sein Talamot. But Haskara, or Havdalah, or any other praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also because it's not part of Shema Tefillah. And he says, whoever says Baruch HaShem Shema Tefillah after he finished Divrei Chanunim, sitting, it's disgusting. As it says, Mekam Ve'elech, you're not allowed to speak B'Shvach Shel Makam, meaning you can't be moist in the brachas, on these brachas. And even if he wants to come down to Shemoneh Esrei another time, it's also because it looks like he's moist on the brachas that Rebbeinu Shlom said. We said earlier, Levi Shispalad Mekaleon Kilo, that dafka if he has a suffix, he damned or not. But avada, we said earlier that he has to stop if he damned the second time and he forgot that he had already damned, he has to stop in the middle of the bracha like Shmuel in Perek Mishimese. And the fact that the Shlich Tzibur says it again is to be moitz to damn dechavosa. And this that we daven quietly is to be masad, he damns quietly is to be masad his tefillah, as we see in the last Perek Rosh Hashanah, which is really a source why in some yeshivas they davened Mincha tefillah ketzara by mincha is because they felt there was not being moitzi anybody anyway. The Tosfos on the Chof Tes on base, we have a long Tosfos. If he mentioned, he remembered it after Shema Tefillah, then we make him say it again. But if he didn't take 3 steps back, he doesn't have to go back to the beginning and not to Baruch Aleinu, he can go back to Shema Tefillah. So it does Mashmi Yisham and Perek Ayin Erndin, and it says if he didn't say Baruch Aleinu, Saint Talamatar, we make him go back. Where does he go back? Rav Shimon Moshe Ravicha said, Rishchoydish, if he forgot, if he already uprooted his feet, he goes back to the beginning. If not, he goes back to Ritzei. Here too, if he uprooted his feet, he goes back to the beginning. If not, he goes back to Shema Tefillah. So it's Mashmi Behendi that he doesn't go back only to Shema Tefillah, if he didn't take 3 steps back. But the Yishalmi argues on our Gemara, which says by Atta Gibar, it says, Lahiske Gurus Geshami, make us go back. You don't say it in Shema Tefillah. And the Yishalmi says, if he didn't say Virchus Hashanim, say it in Shema Tefillah, which the same thing would apply. If he didn't say Atta Gibar, by Tchisa Meisim, he says it in Shema Tefillah. But if he by Shaila, it's with Deichik, he says by Shaila, if he says Saint Talamot, he says with Deichik, he says with Shmei Tefillah Askara, because that Mamela Imarevich like Halshkin. So we see Behedi, we learned over there, he goes back by Gvuris Gesham to Shmei Tefillah. It could be that our Gemara didn't explain it that well because the Kal V'Chaim, as it says in Yishalmi. And this day says, it didn't mention Gurus Gesham, it goes back. That speaker didn't mention it at all in Shmei Tefillah either. But that's not Shaykh because the Maskani is Mukke. This memory, he says, if he remembered before Shmei Tefillah, because the Pircha of the Saint Talamot. And Hisham, he says, oh, I'm with Tao. And he remembered Shal Geshem, we make him say it again, meaning in the summertime. And as we said, Vital Bruchas, Chum didn't say he has to go back, doesn't have to mention it. And he says, just like if he didn't mention it at all, from Tal is not an Ikav. And if he wanted to mask it, he can mask it here too. If he's standing by the Bruch of Tal and he mentioned Geshem, he don't have to be Choshesh, because it's not worse than if he didn't mention Tal at all. So the answer is not the same, right? Because the fact that he's Mekel and Davins, someone is Mekel and Davins, to someone that Davins and is not Mekel, meaning he curses. Meaning it's not the same when someone stands with Tal and mentions Geshem, which is a Simen Klola, to someone who doesn't mention it at all. It's worse if you say the wrong thing, because that's a Simen Klola, they're not mentioning it at all. Not Tal and not Geshem, which is not a Klola. That's the Loch Lamaisa. That if you're standing in Tal Amata and you remember, mentions Shal Geshem, make him say it again. If you didn't mention either one, you don't make him say it again. Then he says, Nishalmi is speaking about Geshem. He's by Geshem and he mentions Tal, you don't make him say it again. The Gemara asks, we learned Oshle Hiske Gurus Geshem, make him say it again. He answers, this is mentions if he remembered, and here if he didn't remember. If he didn't remember, not, it didn't mention not Tal and not Mutter, therefore we make him say it again. But if he said Tal, Umutter,
This is good. But Tosfos says, I don't like this. It's posh if he mentions both, then he don't make him say it again. If he didn't mention at all, it's posh that he make him say it again. And Ravadi could say this, that he mentions Tal, and he didn't mention at all, not Tal and not Mata, therefore make him say it again. But if he mentions Tal, even in the wintertime, we don't make him say it again. Therefore, there's some people who say all year long Tal, saying Tal and Mata because they're used to it. And the name of Moshe Gesham, if you forgot, he said, Moshe Gesham, you don't make him say it again. If a guy made a mistake and didn't mention a Shchodesh in Utsay, he goes back to Utsay. And the Hag, the Lotz Gedoyah says, Dafka v'chidus, but Tzibri doesn't go back because he's going to hear from the Shliach Tzibri. But he has to be medagdic to hear from the Chazan every letter of his davening, even though he's a Baki. Because we see later on in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, just like his Moitzah Shein Baki, Kach Moitzah Sabaki. Even though we say over there, Rav Gamliel didn't pater only the Amshe B'sadis, because they are Nisim, they Torah. But if he made a mistake, not. Because really, that's Dafka if he didn't daven at all. But if he davened already, that's not considered as if he didn't daven at all. And who had done anything to make him say it again, if he heard it again from the Shliach Tzibur, from the beginning to end, is Yoitzah. The Rambam paskens Dafka if he forgot to mention the Shchodesh. But if he forgot a whole complete bracha, we make him say it again, and it's not Yoitzah from the Shliach Tzibur. Some say Rav Nachman said, right, if the kind of tzar is punishment, as or not taking 3 steps back, the Rif paskens like the Ikadamra, that if he says Tachlunim and he wasn't Oikar Raglov, he doesn't go back to the beginning. But if he's not used to saying the kind of tzar, even if he didn't take 3 steps back, once he started the kind of tzar, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. But if he took 3 steps back, even if he's used to say the kind of tzar, he has to go back to the beginning. Whoever, what's called Keva, someone that can't say Tachlunim, Rav Hananel, says that if he could say it, Loshen Tachlunim, even if it's like a mass, it's considered tefillah ma'aliyah, because you don't need, all you need is lashon tachninim. So you don't have to be in a daraga that you're excited to daven, as long as you daven in a lashon of tachninim. This is the end of Taisus Daf Chav Tes.